This is the Brass Show.
We're back again. The story of two middle-aged pieces of shit in the town they grew up in.
All right.
Hanging out. Two of 15,000 pieces.
Change of location?
Yeah. Yes, we are coming to you recorded, because it's not live, from L Yard.
Jimmy's house.
And we're back. We're back. Hey, everybody. Hey, we missed you. We've been thinking about you a lot as we time travel with you. July is done. It's over. Congratulations to July being over forever, you know? That was an oops, but who cares? And now it's August.
Yeah, time's flying, man.
Yeah, and you know what happens come September? You're still going. I think my involvement is non-existent. I don't think I can go.
What, Resonance?
Yeah. It's too, the location is way out in left field for me now.
Yeah.
It's too far.
I mean, I really wish it was still going to be at Cooper's Lake.
Yeah.
In West Pennsylvania.
That was a great spot.
West Virginia.
Beautiful women there at that festival.
I'm sure there are, but.
Oh, there were so many.
What, you've been?
What, to Resonance?
Oh, no, I was saying West Virginia.
Oh, no, you're thinking specific location. I'm talking about the festival. They're just, all those same people are going to West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
That was my point.
Yeah.
And there were so many beautiful women there. They're all going to migrate to West Virginia.
Yeah.
Like the Capistrano, what is it? The Swallows, they come back to Capistrano. What? You don't know Dumb and Dumber? He's talking about how all
I don't remember that line.
They go to Colorado.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just don't.
He's trying to make jokes, everybody. Trying to make jokes. Make them laugh with your jokes. My shoes and my glasses so that I have them. Yeah, so what's going on in the world, man? You saw the new movie with the hottie.
Black Widow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is it? I haven't seen it yet still. I want your synopsis.
It was decent. I liked it. It's not the best Marvel movie ever made, but it was good.
People were paying $30 to see it on Disney Plus. I can't fathom spending $30 to see Black Widow. Because I'm pretty confident about what it is you're going to get when you see that movie. It's a Marvel movie.
It was entertaining.
It was a Marvel movie, though.
It was entertaining. Yeah. I'll give it that.
It's they're formulaic. You kind of know what you're going to get. Or was
Actually, I didn't know what I was going to get because I really didn't know like the backstory. Like, she was part of a whole... spoiler alert, unless you've read the comics and you already know. Mm-hmm. Or seen the movie. She was a part of like a group of female assassins.
Right. Yeah, they like learned ballet and machine guns simultaneously or something, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You know what's weird about that is you've seen all the John Wicks, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you know there's like a ballet, it's like the same world in a way. Like, John Wick comes from that super assassin world, and I guess, is that a real thing? I wouldn't be surprised to find out that there are ballets that teach female assassins, ballet/assassin academy.
Yeah, man, those underground ballet lessons.
Yeah.
Yep.
Russian something. She's Russian, right, is the whole thing, and
you gotta know the password, though.
What's the password? cunt. No.
I can't. If I told you, I'd have to kill you.
You're doing lore right now, aren't you, from the Marvel Universe? And I'm just, it's flying over my head. I hate it when you do that to me. We were at GameStop once. And, what the hell is that thing the guy in Fallout wears on his arm? What is that thing called?
Pip-Boy.
Yeah, Pip-Boy. I pointed at, they had one, you know, those video game stores, they have the expensive
one, like the real shit.
I pointed it out to you, and I didn't know it was a Pip-Boy or whatever. And I said, hey, it's one of those things you wear on your race, you know, your wrist on the Fallout game, Fallout 4. You're like, Pip-Boy, fucking noob. You were visibly upset that I had no idea.
No, and I was just busting your balls.
Fallout 76, though. Yeah.
I got it, and at first, I was kind of disappointed.
I watched you play it for a week.
I stopped playing it for a while, but I don't know. Maybe they worked out the kinks. Maybe I'll go back and try it again.
I remember when I got the Xbox, I hung out with you a bunch. It was wintertime, so we were like, yeah, you know, it's cold. Let's play video games. Hang out, play video games. We were online playing video games, Xbox, whatever, right?
Call of Duty?
Getting frustrated that we couldn't add each other to the game. What the fuck is with that?
I don't know.
I'm your friend. I try to add you, and it's like not there. And just this endless loop of not being able to connect to the same game.
I don't get it. I never had that problem until I got the Xbox One. Xbox 360, it was you connect, you play with your friend. Like, I don't know what.
How is it automatic? Like, you know, it should be automatic.
Well, I mean, you got to search and select them.
There was some annoying bug where we couldn't connect with each other, and it was just so frustrating. And I kept calling you on the phone.
Yeah.
And being like.
And that was happening.
And then we connected. We couldn't talk to each other on the channel, on the voice chat. Remember that?
Yeah.
Fuck Call of Duty.
I mean, was that on my end or on your
end? I have no idea. Because I think we compared settings, too, over the phone. We're like, why is this not working? Because when you come over with your Xbox and we decide to both play Call of Duty,
yeah,
we don't fucking need the voice chat channel. We just play. Like, look out behind you, you know, because of, see, you know.
Yeah.
But it'd be nice if when we're not at the same place that we could talk. I don't think we can talk to each other on Xbox for some reason. Is your shit working? Your mic?
Yeah, my mic's working. I'm not even sure if I think my gold
membership.
Yeah.
Is that what
is? I think it expired.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think I got to renew it.
Mine just automatically renews out of my account every month.
Oh. Yeah,
I know if I shut it off, RJ is going to freak out.
Nearly as often as I used to.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I could turn it off, but if I turned it off, my son would freak out.
Oh.
I can't get to Fortnite. Oh, no. And he downloads like one game off of the Xbox library that I pay an extra like $6 a month for. Oh man, my kid's happiness is expensive. I don't know why I care about it. I wish I could be one of those 1950s, 60s, hell, even like 70s and 80s dads who just
beat the shit out of your
don't
kids.
Give a fuck about the kid's happiness. Just whap him. Just hit him. Hit him in the head. What's the matter with you? That's a fart instead of a slap. I don't have a slap on here. I've got that. This.
Come on, Pookie, let's burn this motherfucker down.
That's right. I forgot I had Pookie, let's burn this motherfucker down on here.
Slap sample would be pretty tight.
Yeah, we need a slap now. So we got Pookie, burn this motherfucker down, and then this. And then this guy.
Climb the tree.
Yeah, just.
Those two we need to change.
Yeah, you can't have just endless Michael Jackson. See, my thing was, is I took an episode of South Park and I was chopping it up. And that was all, it's a lot of work to do. I'm not downloading 30 hours of South Park. I was trying to find funny South Park shit to just play, you know. Because it's amusing. Sometimes it fits into the conversation that we're having. Oftentimes it does not.
Not at all.
Yeah. We do just kind of yammer on endlessly. It's great.
So you got a gig tomorrow?
Oh, yes. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. I figured out. Okay, so this will be posted after the wedding, so I don't really care. Because this will be posted after the fact. And I'm not dissing anybody. That's not the point of this. But I am 1,000% going to admit that DJing is just a fun hustle. And that I had an opportunity to DJ a wedding, so I took it. It pays significantly. I would love to do this over my day job if I could book enough. It's money off of the rip, you know. It's a great deal. And I spent 5 hours today listening to wedding dance music.
Did the did the bride and the groom give you any like recommendations, like telling you what they like? Like,
yeah, I talked to them, and I said, anything that I play you don't like, just tell me to skip it. I'll mix it out into the next song.
But did they give you any like
they did
suggestions?
Yeah, they did. They were like, hey, during this time, we want this played, like cutting the cake.
Okay.
When we first walk in, please play this. That's what I'm stressed out about. Because I don't want to screw that up, and these people are strangers to me.
Set a timer and play it at the right time.
No, no, it's not a timer. It's like, welcome now, Mr. and Mrs. Nim Nim Nim, you know? It's time that kind of timing. I can't set a timer for that. It's not like I can just set a playlist and be like, all right, bye, everybody, and walk out of the building. Imagine doing that, just fucking up a wedding. That would be great. It would be hysterical for if you just didn't care about the people. You know? If you just didn't care about anybody at all and just it was amusing to you, you know.
I mean, if the play track just played through.
Yeah. But I'm doing the wedding music too. Like when they, you know, when the bride walks down the aisle.
That's when the timing comes in.
Yeah, that's a little nerve-wracking. It's a little nerve wrackerino.
Well, just
nervous aruna rackadoo.
Well, just make sure your shit is working and press play at the right time.
Wow. Great advice. Just make sure your shit is working.
Well, I don't know what else to tell you.
I have a feeling that there's gonna be some funny disaster that happens on account of me.
No,
it'll be like an episode of Malcolm in the Middle or something.
It's gonna be great.
No, it'll be great. You're right. I played
it is.
Wedding music in my apartment by myself today. Like just like tracks that people are gonna dance to and shit. The timer I stopped it at 4 hours and 15 minutes. I have 4 hours and 15 minutes of planned songs. I'm supposed to play music for 5 hours, and people are allowed to request music.
That'll fill up a lot of time.
That's the thing. I planned a bunch of music, but I'm like, I don't even know if I'm going to need it, because these people are going to be like, no, play this. No, play this. You know, and I'm going to do it.
Definitely, be prepared with more than think.
Oh yeah, because they're
just in case.
People are timid. They don't immediately start requesting songs.
There might be
stuff.
Only like two or three people like, hey, play this.
Yeah, yeah. Or, that can fuck up a wedding.
Or
though.
It could be like you don't play any of the music you pick because there's everybody's like, play this, play that. That could happen.
I was really tempted to throw Ghetto Superstar into the mix.
Why not?
Ghetto Superstar. I don't know.
That's a good wedding song.
Well, there are kids, little kids. I mean, it's not a bad song. The bass line is funky as fuck. That was a song that I wanted to play on there. I got some good stuff. I should have brought the laptop and read off some of these to you.
I mean, it's not raunchy. Is
it? No, it's not that it's raunchy. It's just...
And it's kind of like a...
It's got Old Dirty Bastard saying some shit.
Oh, yeah, ODB. Yeah.
Like, he raps. He was an interesting individual. He sounds rough,
but he doesn't say anything vulgar in that song.
No, I don't think so. I think they blank out something that he says.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
So
probably.
I got a Kanye West song. That Kanye and Daft Punk song is on there. Work it, rich it, rip it, yip, yip, no, that,
yip, 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 yip. That's a, yeah, that's a good wedding song.
That don't kill me, can only make me stronger.
I mean, you should have just played the, like, original Daft Punk song. That would have been better.
Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black hate moss tonight.
Just take Kanye out of the picture, and it would have been way better.
You know, I've got a knob on the control deck for this DJ software that I have that just takes whoever's rapping out of the mix, turns off their vocals, and now it's just the beat.
And can you do the opposite?
Yeah. Yeah, you can turn it the other way.
Take out the beat and just leave the vocals?
Yep.
That's cool.
And then the library, I can pull any song out of the air. I paid for this license so that I have a, you know, it's like having access to a record crate, essentially. And it's also awesome because I'm paying royalties on the songs I pay or play also for this wedding.
Wait, you're getting paid?
Yes, I'm getting paid, but part of what I have to pay is towards the music industry to play their material, essentially.
Oh.
So
what's the ratio?
Yeah, it's comfortable. I make some significant money, you know?
Yeah.
So I just have to I report everything to ASCAP, BMI or whatever.
Oh, you have to report it?
Well, there's like a button you push at the end of your set.
I mean, you're not signing it. You're not.
No. It's a pre-agreement. You know, and then the artist gets paid something too. You know? I think it's like Spotify kind of payouts. Like, I get $20 a month off of my music. You know, just people poking around the internet and finding my stuff, you know?
Dude, after a while, I just got like
Billie Eilish.
A couple G's in the. Like, what? Where did this come from?
Yeah, but those big artists who, you know, Drake legitimately has 1 billion plays on Spotify. The guy's making $8,000 a day off of a song he wrote in 2012. People are playing his music that much all around the world. You know, though, every time you see one of those plays, it's like, oh, he's bigger. Every instant.
Well,
these artists are getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
It was like every week it'd be like a new Drake song. Like, oh,
yeah. Okay. Well, they oversaturated that guy, I think. I mean, it worked. He's in our faces forever. I like that Scorpion shit that he did.
It's kind of weird how his slow jam songs, like, voice and his rapping voice are completely different. They sound like two different people.
Yeah, man. Yeah, he raps like he's from the South, but he's from Canada. I always thought that was weird.
From Canada?
Yeah, he's a Canadian guy. Huh. He's from fucking Montreal or something.
I didn't even know that.
I mean, what the things you learn every day. Too good. You ever hear that? Lil Wayne is too good.
Wait, can you tell us anything about what's going to be on the playlist?
What was that?
Are you allowed to tell us anything you have on the playlist?
I mean, yeah, I just don't remember, you know, a lot of the classics, man. Like, early Michael Jackson, you know, AC/DC.
All right.
I have Jump Around.
Yes.
Jump up, jump up again, down. Like, I got...
That's probably going to be the banger of the night.
Bow, bow. I got Dunker, Chess, and Waterfalls. You know, I got shit. Just, like, shit that you'd hear at a wedding. That was the only thing I thought when I was picking the playlist. Is like, all right, I've been to a bunch of weddings. What did I hear? I heard this. I heard Britney Spears. I heard Christina.
What you gotta do.
All the songs are about positive, like, love and we're all together. Like, any song that has that message in it, just play it at the fucking wedding. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you should play Mirrors by the Biscuits.
Yeah,
just, great love song.
Yeah, just go into like a 15-minute jam.
Dude, they might dig it.
I could easily see them being just confused.
It's not like crazy shredding. It's a love song.
Yeah, an old-fashioned love song. I dedicate this love song to you.
It's kind of got a bouncy, reggae vibe to it, almost.
I don't really... You know, I wish I could know the Biscuits material as well as you. I don't understand. I've got some sort of, like, ADHD that's, like, compounded in a way that's different than yours because you get fucked the fuck up at all the Biscuit shows, but you know what's going on. I never get toe up from the flow up at a Biscuit show, and I have no idea what's ever going on. I'm like... Yeah, this is cool, and they're jamming. You're like, yeah, toasted, but I know what song they're playing right now. I'm like, how does he know? I don't understand.
It just comes with time.
And you navigate the beautiful women so well. That's one thing I have to say about going to a Biscuit show with you, is like all these attractive females like to come up to you and go, hey, Jeff. And you're like, hey, what's up? Not a big deal. Why don't you talk to me over here? And then I watch you walk off with him, and you're talking, and I'm like, what is he doing? Half expecting you to disappear into the audience, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm friends with a lot of good
people.
Good looking people. Yep.
Attractive lady friends. Yeah, that's who I want to be friends with more than like anybody. Beautiful women. You don't think so? What? You got something in common with them, I guess. There's a lot of beautiful women that I meet them and I talk to them, and after talking to them for two minutes, I'm like, yeah, you're beautiful, but I got nothing in common with you.
Oh yeah, but could be the case with anybody.
Yeah, if you got nothing in common, I mean, sex is just gonna ruin what is already gonna be shitty anyway.
Not necessarily, but I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, relationships are work. That's the thing that I've realized in my life is that I just don't have the capacity to work hard at a relationship. It's just something I can't do. Because as soon as I've talked to some girls and I've been kind of like flirting with the idea of dating or whatever. And as soon as anybody's upset, I just don't want to do it. Like, if I got plans to, like, go out, and she's upset about, like, where we're going, it's like, well, let's just not go out at all then. Have a nice night. Goodbye. I just want to get back in the car, go back to my condo, and go to bed early.
Yeah, man.
And not bother with it.
Yeah, man. I'm getting burnt out.
Thinking about it.
I had my heart broken too many times.
Yeah. It's old, and it's always the same thing. It's just whack every time. Oh, we didn't work out, so now we have to say vicious, horrible things to each other, and now it's over.
I'm kind of guilty of that, but...
Everybody is. Everybody is, and if you've never done it, you're either the most mature... You're the president of the United States, or you're lying. And I think the president of the United States lies about enough, so...
What? About what?
Come on.
Don't even go there.
What? You don't think they spent $40,000 on a hammer, $75,000 on a toilet seat, do you?
No, that doesn't tell me anything. Like, specifically, like what?
Aliens and shit. What? Roswell. They're black helicopters. You don't think there are black helicopters? We've got some black helicopters.
Black helicopters, and you know what's inside them?
People.
The men in black.
Helicopters. Men in black helicopters.
No, men in black in black helicopters.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Oh, suddenly we're Australian. Suck my dick, mate. We're also Australian and gay. Gay Australia. Wasn't that what it was? Was a prison colony? Don't drop the soap there, Governor. I don't know. I can't do an Australian accent.
Well, that's where "don't drop the soap" came from? I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Because the prison colony was just like, yeah, this entire island's yours. Go wherever you want. We don't give a fuck. Start a town if you want. Koala bears are fucking weird. Can you imagine that being... I mean, I guess for them, it's kind of like how we have raccoons. You know how raccoons, they have their fucking weird little hands and they can pick up shit.
Yo, can we call Seth right now and get Koala Bear over here?
We could.
Because you saying koala right now just...
Let me, hold on. Where's the wire for this? We'll call him on live on the air.
All right.
I'll try to. I don't know what I did with the speaker wire.
Don't be too aggressive, like... Don't scare him off, all right?
Hey, what do you think this is?
Just like treat it like
I don't know where the wire
treat
is.
It like a real phone call, and all like
the wire's near your feet because when you were all wrapped up before, there we go. Yeah, so we'll pick up this console and plug this into this guy, which I probably should have done like before the show started.
Yep.
This is why no one listens to you. You didn't start the show by having your shit plugged in. All right, cool. So, now I got that. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, before we were talking about Drake, I wanted to play.
Minnesota asks, who has been your favorite artist to work with and why?
Oh, I have to say, I can't say
who
one
is that?
Person.
That's
I gotta
a tough
say,
one.
Yeah, I gotta say, there's three people that I have to say.
Prince.
Well, me and Jay have like the greatest relationship, so every time we work, it's always fun. No matter what we're doing, music or just shows or whatever, we have a phenomenal relationship. So I love working with Jay in the studio. The greatest experience I had was with Alicia Keys. She made it so comfortable for me to be there. And just, you know, I was a little intimidated and overwhelmed, and she just made me feel right at home. And we came up with a great song, which is Unthinkable, the song that's out right now. And Wayne is my favorite person to work with, though, because it's just, ooh, little Wayne, he's just too good.
You got to give Wayne the
love.
He's
just too good.
Drake,
it's just
thank
too
you.
Good.
That is
yeah.
a classic clip. Why did he do that? I don't understand why he did that. He knew he had to have known he was coming across as kind of swishy. It's not a problem if you're gay. It's not. I'm not dissing anybody. How is being gay a diss anyway? That's not a diss. If you call somebody who's not gay gay.
Wait, did Drake say something?
Well, it says this is that whole clip. You didn't hear it?
Was it
that was Drake?
I didn't hear a racial slur. What did he say?
No, he didn't say anything racial. He was just talking very effeminate.
Or like...
Listen, hold on.
Just too good.
You gotta give Wayne the
just
love.
Just too good.
You gotta give Wayne the love.
Ooh, listen. Little Wayne, he's just too good.
You gotta give Wayne
the love. Ooh, little Wayne, he's good, though, because it's just... Ooh, little Wayne, he's just too good. Wayne is my favorite person to work with, though, because it's just... Ooh, little Wayne, he's just too good.
You gotta give Wayne the love.
Just too good. Ooh, little Wayne, he's just too good.
You gotta give Wayne the love.
Just too good.
Drake, just too good. Now... Do you understand?
Okay.
My point was he came off a little like he was gay. That can't be unintentional, was all I was saying.
I mean, that could be his emotion towards his music and not him as a person. Or he just wants to suck his dick. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be, you know, whatever. To each their own. That's just odd to me, though. It's fine. Fine, there's no problems. I'm just saying. It wouldn't surprise me to find out that Drake was actually factually gay, though. You know, it would change nothing about my life in any way, shape, or form. And it would just make sense. Except his whole thing with I Love Rihanna. Drake.
I don't even know they're together.
No, they were never together. He just wanted a hit. And would always be like, ooh, Rihanna. I don't know. What is this what the show is?
No, I don't
Drake
care.
Is
I don't
gay
care about
and
any of these people.
Rihanna's fucking they could all die in a fucking plane.
No, I don't want them to die.
Crash.
But
they could.
Like, I'm worried about my own shit.
Yeah. I stack my chips. I give a fuck. I roll them dice. 4, 5, 6, whatever. Hey. Get some Subway.
Subway?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Get some Chinese women.
What?
What I'm in the mood for.
Wait, so...
Have you ever...
Wait, hold on.
Can you just stay with me, please? I know I'm bouncing off the walls, but...
Subway and Chinese women.
Yes. Have you ever been with, like, an Asian persuasion of the age... A woman of the Asian persuasion,
no.
Sean?
No.
No?
Always wanted to.
Yeah, me too. God, I wish that was something I could say I've done in life. There was a really...
Maybe it'll happen someday.
Really, really pretty Asian girl that I went to college with, but I was with Kelly, and I never hooked up with her, but I had an opportunity, and I remember being so goddamn tempted, like, I just think she's so hot. But I, you know, you don't want to just be with someone because she's Asian, though. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I want to be with her because she's Asian. Like, I didn't know if we had enough shit in common. You know what I mean? That was the other part of it, too. Yeah. It's not all like, well, you just want to fuck her because she's Asian. That's weird, right?
I mean, people do have fetishes. You know?
Yeah, there are some weird fetishes.
And just Asian, like, liking Asian women isn't even close to one of the weirdest ones, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's not it's not a bad thing, like Asian women. But it's weird if you're like making them like, he's so sucky sucky, oh, you love me long time, and doing all that
no,
shit.
No, I don't think you don't talk to him like that. No.
No. I love how you had to frame that for me. No, 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 don't do that. Yeah, the hot girl from college. No, no, hold on. I got to tell you this. The hot girl from college, her name was Lisa. And she liked me a lot for 3 weeks. And then she turned on me. And I still do not understand why. And I never will. And it's probably because Asian people are smarter than Polish-Irish mixed people. Fuck. I realized this after years. Like, why don't I understand why this... I used to do a radio show in college at a WFCS 107.7 up in, like, New Britain, Hartford. That was my call. WFCS 107.7 New Britain, Hartford, bringing you the best in hip-hop and rap and all that shit. Yeah, go grab a beer. I'll keep him entertained while you mime at me. I know. So I did a radio show with this hot Asian woman that I wanted. Well, I didn't do the radio show with her. She was like on the e-board. She, you know, people have positions at the radio station that doesn't make you money that you work at. You just broadcast your music like, yeah, I'm doing my part. It was me and like six other guys in a room, and we were doing a radio show and we were talking about something. I can't remember. We were all on the mic, whatever. And she comes in the room looking so fine, 10-piece yoga outfit, had been working out. So flirty with everybody there. She was a flirty girl, though. That was the thing that I picked up on with her. She was, like, flirting with, like, hey, every guy in college, flirty, you know.
What city was this in?
New Britain. Yeah, Central. CCSU.
Yeah, yeah.
Go Blue Devils. Go Blue Balls. The Blue Devils got the blue balls. So Lisa, she apparently had enough of my shit. Whatever shit I gave her without realizing that it was shit. Apparently she had had enough of it.
Maybe she was just bottling it up.
Maybe
she was annoyed with some stuff you're doing, and she just held it in.
I must have said something that planted a seed of "fuck you, you stupid asshole" in her. Because I went to a couple parties, dude. I was dating Kelly at the time, so whatever. But I'll just admit this. She, like, sat on my lap at a party. Like, we were all just drinking, and I was drunk.
Okay.
And she sat on my lap, like, on my lap. But, like, sexy style sitting on my lap. She was sexy to me on purpose, is what I'm saying to you. Yes. Yes, she was just sitting on my lap.
Were your pants off?
My pants were on, and there were many other people in the room.
Okay.
So.
Then, whatever.
It was, I don't know. Ugh. It was amazing for me. I remember feeling bad. Like, I cheated on my college girlfriend who would eventually marry me and be my cheating ex-wife. But I feel bad about this hot Asian girl that I do want to smash, but I'm not gonna. I don't know. If I had a time machine, bro.
Would have done things differently?
My kids would be Asian people. If I could go back in time, me and Lisa would be, like, married for, like... I mean, even in my fantasy here, I think Lisa would have divorced my ass, too, because she blew up at me like you wouldn't believe.
Perfect right now?
What?
Is a sample of Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to plan these conversations out better. Yeah,
we don't talk together before we do this.
I know, we just throw them back and then... Kids should be Asian, but they're not. Yeah. I always wonder that. If I had picked a different woman, would I be... I don't know if I'd be happier, because my kids are the shit.
You don't know. Nobody knows.
Kids are the shit. I love them. I am one of those lucky dads. I get to be a dad in the coolest way possible. Teach my kid to skateboard. Got my kid a board, man. Classic toy machine deck with an across the knuckles.
Yes, dude. I was so happy when I saw that.
T-O-Y, three knuckles over here, and then M-A-C-H-I-N-E.
Like eight knuckles,
yeah. The best board ever. That was a big board back in the day. His is like a kid-size board. It's like a 28-inch deck or whatever, a 30. It's shorter. It's for him to learn on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta start him out, right?
Mm-hmm. I hope he treats that board right and brings it in. He's going to leave it in the rain.
Don't.
I know he's going to do
it. Don't let him do it.
I don't live with him full time. He's got half this world where I'm not involved.
Is he bringing the skateboard
back and forth? Yep.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's going to torch it. He doesn't know anything. He's just going to throw it.
No, mate. Well,
I was thinking about putting him into that skate camp with Charlie at Hive. Yeah. I don't think
that'd be great.
Yeah, but he's got a place to go right now. I don't want to get into it on the air or whatever, but it's already paid up and I didn't plan ahead. Poor planning is going to be the death of me, I think.
Well, it's like,
I forgot to take my insulin. Oh, I'll wait 2 hours extra to take the insulin, and then I didn't take it.
Was it like a split second thing? Like, you got, or did RJ want you to buy him a skateboard, or was it like a spur of the moment thing? Like, hey.
We were watching skate. Well, this was a twofer actually, because after we had Homeboy on, Kilogram. Hush.
Yeah.
When he came on, the rapper, and he was skating, I watched a bunch of skate footage and it just brought back memories. And we were talking about skateboarding and I have a board. I just have always had one. Pulled it out the closet. I've been tooling around. I'm not good.
What about
I'm
RJ? Middle-aged what about man. RJ though?
Well, but he's been watching me do it. Okay. And he's been like, let me jump on it. And we've been going to a basketball court and like passing a skateboard back and forth. How do I stand on it? What do I do? How do I go, you know, learning how to ride it? He's at the very beginning of it. 1 week with Charlie, I bet you he'd be able to do some shit.
Yeah.
Because I remember skateboarding with Charlie back when, Jesus, I think I was like barely 16, 15, 16. He's younger than me, too. He's like 3 years younger. He's a little shit the first time I met him, too. A little shit. But, yeah, it was a twofer. So the first part was...
Like 99, 2000?
First part was, get my son a board, or whatever. The second was, support Charlie. Yeah, I mean, the dude's been running the shop forever. I've bought, like, two things from him.
Dude's great.
And, like, all that time, he's made, like, what 30 bucks off me. Yeah. So I went down there and specifically I bought like a shirt for my daughter. My daughter's not going to skate, but I bought her one of his shirts to rot. Like, yeah, my daughter can be an advertisement. I'll give you money for your business. Keep it going. You know, Charlie's doing probably okay for himself. He's not raking in hand over fist. He's probably like, dude, I feel bad.
He's doing pretty good.
He's probably doing pretty good. Yeah. But Eversource is dicking down every single business owner. If you're a business owner, yeah, if you have a business account with Eversource, that's where all the complaints are coming from.
Yoking people up with their electricity bill?
My electricity, I'm running computers and doing all sorts of shit. My electricity bill at max, $100 at max. But my AC is on a separate circuit and I get a separate bill for that because it's all through this other company. It's a piece of shit company. But it's not expensive. It's pretty nominal. But
well, with running my pool filter 24/7,
yeah, that probably spikes you up.
Running my AC when I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Last month's electricity bill was like $240.
My electricity bill is going to go through the roof in less than a year because I'm going to legally grow 6 plants hydroponically.
Oh hell yeah!
And I'm going to give that shit away to cancer patients. And by this time next year, because I can start on July 1st, by this time next year, I'll be about 5 weeks into my first grow. So
can I get just like one dub out of each of what you grow just so I can get a taste?
If you show me how to do it, I'll hook you up. I'm surprised you don't just get a, it's legal now. You can just get a greenhouse and drop it in your backyard.
Are you sure?
Yeah. So, well, it's legal to buy legally if you can go to a dispensary now.
We can't grow yet.
I know, not till next year. That's why I'm saying a year from now will be a month into my first grow.
I thought we got to wait till 2023.
No.
That's what I heard. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Okay. Let's look it up right now. Shit. Damn it. I hope that's not the case. When can I legally grow weed in
CT?
Connecticut. You were fucking right. July 1st, 2023.
Told you.
My 40th year of life. Fuck, man.
Told you.
See, I'm 37 now. I'll be 39, but I'll be almost 40 at that point. Ah, oh well. This is something I'm going to be doing in my 40s then. I guess that's a more realistic approach. In my 40s, I'm going to be legally growing pot and giving it away to cancer patients. And I'm going to apply for a loan to be like, yeah, this is like my hobby. I just want to do that. Like, give it away.
That's like some philanthropist shit. Like, I respect that. Just doing something for a good cause and helping people.
Well, I'll also learn some shit. You know, I'll be able to be, well, I understand how plants grow. It'll be like a fun hobby. You know, I know somebody who grows it legally now up in Massachusetts. And he's like, yeah, if you have an hour a day, it's pretty rewarding. He's like, you know, and then, you know, you get some weed and smoke it here and there. Like,
from my occupation, I know a lot about plants, but I don't know a whole lot about hydroponics.
Yeah. Get a greenhouse, man. Get a greenhouse. Drop it in your backyard.
Yeah.
I could totally see you just being like, yeah, it's no big deal, because it's legal. It's when it's legal. What? How are people going to react when it's legal? The thing I would be worried about is people fucking with my greenhouse, though.
Yeah,
once
right?
they find out that it's in there or something.
Steal my shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But since it's legal to grow it, now if somebody steals it from you, you can call the cops and be like, they stole my pot.
If you can grow it hydroponically, you can do it inside. And that's probably the best place to do. You don't do hydroponics outside. No.
No? No. That bud that we had, do you think that was indoors or outdoors? Your experience. Oh, where's that other joint that I gave you? Spark that shit up. Spark that shit up, you little bitch. Yeah, I'm wondering, because I know the guy who grew it. Shout outs to him. I know he listens to the show, but yeah, the guy is not going to be named for obvious reasons, because let's stay anonymous. Anonymous! How's the arborist game? Let's check in on the game. Nurseryman.
It's been good.
Nursery risk. It's
been real good. Keeping busy.
Mm-hmm. Lots of plants and
I'm doing lots of different things, so I'm not stuck like in some repetitive loop. So
you know that alleyway that I have at my place that leads up to my front door? Between the garage and my neighbor, my walkway.
Yeah.
When should I plant shit there? I'm re-signing my lease. I'm staying there a whole nother year.
You're talking about like right in front of your door?
Mm-hmm.
To the right there?
Well, to the left. If you're walking out of my house.
If you're walking out, it's to the left.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Grass grows there. But I could plant shit.
You could.
Maybe grow weed there. I don't know. It's legal. Why would, you know, it's kind of hidden.
It's kind of in like a corridor, so you'd want to plant something that can tolerate shade.
Tolerate shade.
Yep.
What kind of a plant is that?
Like an astilbe, hosta.
A hibiscus?
No, that hibiscus wants full sun.
Yeah. Hibiscus. I like that word. You know, I came up with a good word. I came up with a rap for hibiscus. I'm so ill, I can water my hibiscus at long distance. You know?
Some people make hibiscus tea. I've never had it, but...
Apparently you can make tea out of dandelions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard that too.
Apparently you can, like, snort dandelion cocaine and get high.
No, I haven't heard about that.
Well, you can't snort dandelion coke and... I mean, doesn't it somehow show you that you like butter or some shit?
No, that's the buttercups.
Butter nuts.
Butternuts?
Butter nuts.
Butternuts.
Buttercup! Buttercup! Every time I ever hear anybody bring a buttercup, I just think, cut nuts! Cop! Nuts! Yeah, man. I was saving a joy right here for a special occasion.
Yo, full circle, we were talking about dropping the soap earlier.
Yeah. I'm gay, mate. Let's throw another shrimp on the barbie. Because I'm queer. And it must suck to be like a regular person. Yeah. We got people for that. But... It must suck to be, like, a regular dude. Like, just a regular-ass dude in the world. Because, I mean, we're special-ass motherfuckers, you know?
Are we?
Yeah.
All right.
Getting blown all the time, bro. How about you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time. No.
Yeah.
It's been a little while.
Yeah. Being middle-aged is...
Working all the time in a pandemic, oh, that's great.
Yeah, this pandemic has sucked.
Plenty of time to meet women.
Women don't really want to put out right now because of the pandemic. It's just what it is. Women are like, I don't want to get disease. Nah, they're all just doing whatever.
I don't even know anymore.
My problem is I didn't become a millionaire. And I don't want to focus on becoming a millionaire. I just want pussy.
I mean...
You don't see the correlation between money and vagina?
I do.
I'm not even being crass. It's just the way the world works.
Yeah, well...
But at the same time, you don't want to pay for it. Who wants to pay for pussy? Dollar for dollar for your vagina, miss? You know, when it comes to a woman, they act like that's all that I want. But that's not all I want, unless that's all you got. You know what I mean? That's the truth of the matter, bro. All
right.
A pimp's love is different than that of a square.
Is it?
I love Super Troopers. I rewatched that. I was thinking of you the whole time. I watched it on a whim. At like
great fucking movie.
I was on vacation all week, hanging out with frickin' Frack, and on Tuesday we just hung out at the condo. What?
Dude, I've barely heard anything about your trip.
I had no trip.
What?
I just went places. I went to Block Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. I'll talk about that now.
Okay.
I went to Block Island like a fucking privileged little white bitch. And
no, you took your kids on a vacation. That's
yeah, I did.
Fucking awesome.
All right. So I took the kids on a nice vacation. You ever been to Block Island?
No.
Dude, I was thinking about we should just take our skateboards and go there.
Really?
You can skate.
Lots of skate spots?
It's all paved skinny roads and hills. So like if you're pick up the board and walk if you feel like it and then we can bomb this hill.
I mean,
it's hilly. It's a hilly area. There are bluffs.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of bombing big hills, but...
Well, they're not big hills. They're, like, even, like it's just...
Slow, like, gradual? Like...
My daughter's 8 years old and rode a bike down these hills at full speed.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So...
That's a good... That put a good...
Yeah, it's not...
Visualization in my brain. Thank you.
Oh, man. And then that was Monday. And then Tuesday, we had a sick day. No one has COVID. I got sunburned on Block Island and shit. We just chilled at my house, hung out all day, ate food, watched movies, played games. We played board games.
Wait,
and
how
shit.
Was Six Flags?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Okay. That was Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
And Jonathan Gunn.
Wednesday was work day. I had to work. Here, let's put a capper on that for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a work day to the extent that I had to, like, look at the wedding venue. You know what I mean? And try to figure out logistically how I'm going to work all of this equipment and all of this this stuff into my repertoire. Just sit down. All right. Yeah, so that was Wednesday. Just walks away in the middle of talking. Listen, listener. We're going to kill this guy. He doesn't know it. But you and me, we're going to murder him for walking away. We're going to let him die. Fucking shit. Yeah, so Wednesday, work day. Thursday, we went to a place called Flight. It's a trampoline park. You can bounce and jump really high, and they play music. And I spent a lot of money on a goddamn massage. I spent $15 on a half-hour massage. It was the best half-hour of my vacation in this electronic chair. It was the shit. Yeah, that was the best part of my vacation, was the massage chair.
Was it really that good?
Yeah, it was that good. I almost want to bring you to Manchester, Connecticut, where this fucking electronic massage chair is. Make you sit in it and pay the $5 for... You get $5 for, I think, 10 minutes or something like that. They have, like, different tiered deals. And just let it rip. You know the corny massage chair that I have? It's like a pad that I throw on the sofa and I can sit on it. And like...
Yeah, do you use that?
It fucks my back up. I mean, as far as using it, I don't... It injures my body. It harms me when I use it.
Well, then... So you don't use it?
I do. It so just hurts me. It's not, I mean, it's not good.
Is it supposed to hurt?
No, but this one that I found in Manchester, you gotta go. It's about an hour and 15 from here.
The only like massage chairs I've ever been in were at like malls.
Yeah.
Just randomly like coin operated.
Oh, Jesus. Please give us precious metals for an exchange.
Well, you could
for
put bills in there
plot.
Too.
Yeah, yeah, I know. You could sit in the massage chair.
But those weren't bad.
With some M&Ms.
And they weren't
M&Ms
like
in the massage
I wasn't in pain.
Imagine just
it, like felt.
Imagine your good. Day off on a Saturday, right? Like you actually saved up your money to do this, or however you want
to go to a massage chair.
Get a thing of peanut M&Ms.
What?
And go sit in a massage chair. I think that's what I want to do with my retirement. Like when I'm just an old, crusty piece of shit person, old man, that's going to die soon.
Oh, just fill your fat face.
Just get like obese off of like...
Peanut butter M&Ms. Nah, 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 nah,
nah, nah, and just let a machine...
Dude, peanut butter M&Ms are like crack.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They really are.
Now that you're telling me that, I just want to...
I wish you didn't say anything about them.
No. No, you brought them up. I said peanut.
You did.
I said peanut M&Ms, motherfucker. That is not as... That's like base.
Oh,
you understand?
I thought you said peanut
You're talking
butter
about...
M&Ms.
I'm talking about cocaine. You're talking about crack. I'm talking about peanut M&Ms. You started going off on this tangent about peanut butter M&Ms. And I went, ooh. And I didn't bother correcting you because I went, yeah, I guess I'm just as much of a crackhead as he is. We're going to get cracked out on fucking peanut butter M&Ms, bro. It's what it is.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Well, this is the Brass Show. What am I gonna plug? Hey, guys, give my YouTube some love, would you? Go like some videos and subscribe.
Hey, there's a wedding tomorrow. Everybody's invited.
Come to the Willard's wedding in Mystic. They're getting hitched. Hillary and Bob are getting hitched.
$10 cover.
$14 cover.
Oh, okay.
And you have to bring a gift and a gift receipt. And the gift should probably be, it's about $50 a plate. We're expecting 4,000 of you to show up. Imagine if we got to the point where the podcast could be that, where you start making jokes about like, yeah, we should all go to this pub and just overload businesses. Dude, let's do like socioeconomically positive pranks. Like, hey, everybody, go to this venue. It's like, hey, everybody, this, we bought a round of beer.
Even though people probably shouldn't be congregating right now, but I don't know.
No, everybody should be coughing each other's mouths. I think we should all be spreading this around as much as we possibly can.
Coughing each other? No.
I think the strong will survive. And that the disease will die. I'm tempting fate. I just died of COVID right there, you know. Could happen to me. Who knows? We got 4 minutes left. Just talk to me.
Yeah, I got you. I got you, brother.
Shut
the fuck up, man. Like, sometimes there's some things I don't want to say on the mic, and I want to communicate with you.
I love when you tell me to shut the fuck up. I wish you would tell me to shut the fuck up more.
Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you. Middle finger to your face, you fucking stupid little bitch.
Cheers.
Cheers. Couple Irish boys out on the town. Hey, those Murphy brothers. Hey, those Murphy brothers. We should be the Murphy brothers. Hey, those Murphy brothers out there drinking again. Miming at things as they pick themselves up and they... You're not going to punch me in the face, are you? Relax. He's a wiry guy. Oh! Is that a new one?
No, I've had this one.
Oh, you've had that one. For a second, I got excited. Like, you found the hat and glasses?
Nope. I've had this one for a little while.
Oh, fuck. You know what we're going to do since we're on the air?
My mom bought me this one.
Dude. Your mom.
Love you, Mom.
All right. Yeah, I love your mom, too.
Oh, she's great.
I've never met her, but she's cool.
Oh, she's amazing.
Rick and Morty pin.
Wait, what are you looking up?
I just bought mad Rick and Morty pins. I'm going to give you one for your stupid hat.
Well, thank you.
Oh, I don't want to buy the five of the same one, though.
What? No, it's got to be a variety. Variety pack.
All right, okay. All right, hold on.
Variety pack.
All right, here are your options. Do you want a screaming Morty head, a teenage Rick, or a Rick head?
Can I get a visual?
No, you have to pick
what?
based off of my description.
No, I need to see what it looks like.
Do you want a screaming Morty head? You know what Morty looks like when he screams?
Yeah?
A teenage Rick, like the little Rick or whatever. Remember that bullshit?
Is it the same one that I have?
Yeah, but he's doing something kind of stupid with his arms. And then there's a Rick.
Is he in a pocket?
No, he's not in a little pocket.
Little.
There's better options than this. Hold on.
I mean, if you just let me look at it.
No. The listener can't look at it, neither can you. You have to close your eyes.
I'm not closing my eyes.
You know what? I'm choosing for you. You don't get to choose because I'm copping it. You're going to wear that shit.
And I'm going to like it.
I'm actually going to pick one that you're not going to like on purpose.
Why would you do it? Don't do that.
It's a joke. I'm kidding.
No, you're going to think I don't like it, but I'm going to love it.
No, I'm going to not care.
You're an asshole.
Yep. Bird person. Would you wear a bird person pin?
Yes.
Lame. All right. Rick and Morty pin set. All right.
What are you doing?
Picking one. There's so many.
Well, pick a good one. Get a shiny one.
What was the one that I got you before? It was Pickle Rick?
No, it was Little Rick in like the pocket.
Oh, yeah.
It was perfect for my hat because it was a patchwork. It was an authentic Irish linen patchwork hat.
Yeah. That's the thing that sucks about it.
The stitching on like the pin matched the stitching on my hat. It was just too perfect, and I'm really fucking upset that I lost that hat. I might not ever get over it.
Oh, you'll be okay. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to pick. And we just bored the listener for 3 minutes with like, yeah, what pin do I get? Nope, you can't see it. You know, nobody can see it except me. I'm going to replace that fucking pin, though. I don't give a fuck. You know? And it's going to be meaningful.
I'm going to go back.
It'll be a nice, meaningful replacement. Don't worry. That's the thing that sucks about losing that is I knew how much that hat meant to you and that pin and shit. And then your glasses.
Oh, yeah.
You lost your glasses.
Yep.
I don't know. We hit the hour. So this is Brash. Please check out. I talked about no rap music at all. But go to brashhiphop.com. Check out rap music from me because I'm a rapper. That is the point of this. I'm working on my album still. That's happening too. I just have to get through a couple of weddings so I can pay the bill. So I can pay the fucking bills around here.
Pay the bills.
I gotta pay the fucking bills around here. Hey. Get no fucking respect.
Rest in peace, Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Rodney Dangerfield. Let's do another one. We're going to record another one right after this anyway. So let's time travel 1 week together. Ready? You go through the actual week and we'll meet you on the other side. All right.